This is Faith.
Hello, I'm looking for Stacy.
This is she.
All right, Stacy, this is Ethan Hale calling you from Number Writing. How are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. I've been trying to get connected to you since a long time. And, you know, I just wanted to get you connected with the project manager.
Okay, that's fine.
So, do you have time right now?
I do.
And what about the book?
What do you mean? What do I have right
about
now?
About your book. Because, you know, we put a break on your project. We put a hold on it because you weren't available every time. We scheduled calls, but at the end of the day, you know, you never picked up your phone. So that's what I'm asking.
So,
what about the book?
I still want to do the book.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. You know, you are also interested in writing a book and continuing it, and we are also interested in publishing it, right? But for that, we need mutual understanding. We have to be on the same page. That's why I'm saying, you know, if I can get you connected with the project manager, that way, you know, he or she might lead you in the right direction, right?
Okay.
So if you have time right now, let me do one thing. To restart the project where we left off, let me just get you connected with the project manager, if you have time.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Give me a moment here. Let me see if anyone is available. All right, you there?
Yes, I am.
I've called the project manager. The first thing is that they sent you, you know, they were asking you for some material, right? And we are still waiting from your side. You know, you have been, you were about to send us some of the material from your side, and we haven't got that. So what's the progress on that?
Okay, so I sent the, information I already had. You're saying that you don't have that?
We don't have that. That's what I'm saying. You know, we are still waiting for the material from your side, and that's where we left off last time. Also, for, you know, for the detailed information, that's what I'm doing over here. I'm going to get you connected with him so you can talk in detail, and you can figure out where we are, you know, just breaking. We are breaking up, to be very honest. Because, you know, every time I call you, I schedule a call with you, and then after that, I just want to get your book done as soon as possible, but that never happened.
What, let's see. Let me pull up my email.
Sure, you pull up your email, and I'll get the project manager for you.
Learning activities and great for the learners.
Yeah, have you opened your email?
I'm in my email right now. I'm trying to find it.
Okay, so the last communication was about, you know, the material, right? And we haven't got that. Let me add the project manager as well in the call.
Hello, Mr. Ethan?
Yes, this is Ethan.
Hello, Ethan?
I am here. Give me a moment. Let me add the project manager in the call as well. All right? Hello, Stacey?
Yes.
Hi, how are you? This is Sheldon here.
I'm well, how are you?
I am doing well. I've been looking forward to this conversation for quite a while. But this is a good time.
What's the question again?
Mm-hmm. So I wanted to get some things clear from your perspective. I have your last draft, Grown and Still Shame, How You Can Be Free from Shame and Depression. So I kind of have a few confusions with the overall manuscript about division of chapters. Would you be comfortable with getting an entire outline delivered first, so we can start working on piece by piece?
Okay, you said we need an outline?
Yes, because basically, in order to create a book that's more, you say, proper in terms of a self-help book, it's better to divide it into chapters.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So what I want to do is I want the self-help book, to the first part to be a general synopsis of what happened to me. Then I want, I don't want it long. I want it to be, it can be very short. It can be 75, 80 pages. Honestly, I'm satisfied with that because it's my first one. And I want it to be something that people will pick up and read. So after my story, then I want to talk about how to make it through, shame when something happens to you and you don't want to go forward. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about the different ways to go forward and how to get over shame.
Mm-hmm. I see. So, I understand. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
So how about this? You're available on email, right?
Say that again?
You're available on email, right?
Yes.
And your email is speter102@aol.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That's correct. Okay. I'm going to drop you an email today, so you have my email with you. Okay. And secondly, first we'll work on a outline. Okay. Once you approve the outline, we'll start writing down the book for you piece by piece. Okay. So what's going to happen is I'm going to give you a draft. Okay. Let's say I'll complete one chapter and send it your way. You can do your corrections and you can see if it's to your liking. If there are any revisions, you can email me back or you can give me a call and we can talk about it. Okay.
Okay.
If you
all
want
right.
to make any changes to the draft, you're also free to do that as well. Okay. Just remember you have to change the color of the font so we know what changes you've made. Okay.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay.
Mm-hmm. What other questions do you have? What are your thoughts on a book cover for this?
Say that again.
What are your thoughts on a book cover? Do you have a book cover planned out?
What are my thoughts on the book cover? I'm thinking a picture of me, but I'm thinking a picture of me, a picture of me, you know, happy and content and successful. I can send you some copies of a picture of me, and you tell me what you think.
Okay. Okay. Let me drop you an email, and you can send those my way, and we'll work things out from there. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Anything you want to add, any of the questions you have right now?
I'm ready to move forward. And, again, it does not have to be long. I really want people
mm-hmm.
to get help, you know, to feel like I want them to know that they can overcome anything, that they can be victorious in anything. It doesn't matter how bad it was. It doesn't matter what it was, that they can
mm-hmm.
overcome. So that's what I really want to have in this book.
What was your inspiration? Like, what was your inspiration while writing this book? What was your inspiration for this book? Tell me about it.
What was my inspiration? My own life, and of course, my inspiration was meeting so many people that had gone through things similar to me or worse than me, and some of them not even as bad. And they could not go forward in life, and my heart went out to them. I felt so sad and felt like I needed to help them, like I've got to help somebody to do better because I know that it doesn't have to end with that person giving up on life. A lot of people just give up, and I know bad things happen,
mm-hmm.
but my inspiration was seeing other people go through and not being able to get up and go forward and hanging on to that pain and not moving forward. And I wanted to help. I want to help them move forward and let go of the pain.
Mm-hmm. And have you secured the content that you've written so far?
Have I what?
Have you secured the content that you've written so far? Like, we have an entire manuscript here. Do you have anything to protect, you know, from intellectual property theft?
Do I have anything that's going to say the last part again?
Protect your information.
Oh, no, I don't.
If you've written this book, this is all your experiences, this is your intellectual property, but do you have anything that says that it is?
No, I don't.
It's very important to, like, from our end, you're secure because, like, we're doing the work for you and we're currently employed by you, so it's not a problem. But once you can get the book online up to any platform, you're going to need to secure the book before it's online, okay? I'll leave that to Ethan to discuss with you because he would be better in doing that. I'll send you an email, okay? So we can start working on the book, and you can send me those pictures you have in mind for the book cover, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
No problem. Anything else you want from me?
No, sir. Thank you again.
Perfect, Sadie. I'll leave the rest to Ethan. Ethan, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Perfect. So I'm going to cut myself off for now, and it was nice talking to you, Stacey. I'll keep in touch. Have a good day.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, Stacey, you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. So everything was okay, right? You discussed about
yes.
the book. And to me, everything seems fine over here. Now we are going to put a resume to the work. He's going to be, you know, working on the same document. And whatever he needs from you, you know, he particularly asks that in the email as well. So as I told you, it's based on the mutual understanding. We have to be on the same page. So you also need to send us the material as well. Can you do that?
Yeah.
All right. And you can also, you know, share your thoughts on, you know, book cover as well, whatever you want, the concepts, and we'll design it for you.
Okay.
And besides that, I also wanted to ask you one thing. Like this book, right? Grown and Still Shame. I just wanted to ask you, have you already secured the content? Like, you know, Sheldon was asking you about it.
Have I already what?
Secured the content of the book.
I apologize. I'm missing what you're saying, Ethan. Have I already what?
Yes, you have written the book, right? Now, have you copyrighted the content of the book?
Oh, no, sir.
Or is there anyone who's looking after it?
No, I haven't gotten the copyright or anything.
Mm-hmm. No worries. You know what? We can also do that for you because we have the agents sitting in USPDO directly. We are affiliated with them. So we can also do that. We can handle that part for you as well.
Okay.
You just have to send us the material first, and then you, whenever you want it, you know, you can let me know, and I'll explain you the process and each and everything related to that.
Okay, I understand.
So, how soon do you think you're gonna, you know, send us the material from your side?
Once I finish putting my grandson to sleep, I'm gonna send it right away.
Right away.
Yeah, so he's going to email me, and then I'm going to email him back.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a plan. Could you hold on? Let me ask Sheldon first of all.
Okay.
Yes, he is currently emailing you. And, you know, he will also include whatever he wants from you, and you can include all the material in the email then. And after that, we can, you know, discuss about the book cover as well and the copyrights.
Okay, sounds good.
All right,
thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for your time. It was wonderful talking to you. Have a safe day.
You too. Thank you.